Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Alligators did not welcome the recent spate of cold weather. The least known aspect of alligator life history involves their behavior during the winter, especially in inland swamp habitat. In general, they retreat to dens during cold weather, but they do not hibernate. Instead, they brumate, a condition when the core temperature and other physiological processes decrease, but not to the extent that occurs in true hibernation. Other kinds of reptiles, including some snakes and turtles, also brumate. Alligators must surface to breathe when brumating and apparently move in and out of this state as the weather changes. They bask on warm winter days, but an alligator out of water on a very cold day is usually the sign of a sick alligator. Their ability to slow down bodily functions allows them to survive cold weather only up to a point. Infrequently, extended periods of unusually cold weather, when the water remains frozen for several consecutive days, occur in northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas. In the last 30 years, I have observed alligator mortality within 2 weeks of almost all of these events. Usually the dead alligators were larger adults that floated to the surface. Larger individuals may have been more sensitive to cold, or just more likely to be seen when they died. During a severe cold spell in the winter of 1983 and 84, thousands of alligators died in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. The temperature dropped to 13 degrees in coastal marshes with an ice cover 4 inches thick for several days. Surveys showed that alligators of all sizes succumbed, and deaths continued for several weeks after the weather event. The extent of alligators' ability to regulate their body temperature limits where they can survive. As the climate warms in some areas, we might expect their range to expand, but there will always be setbacks, as likely occurred here recently.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.